Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hello, Brianna. I have a charge on a credit card. It's not a lot of money, but we just don't know who it is or what it's for. And I just wondered if you could tell me. It's from Mocasa Jace, Jace Sales LLC. I have no idea. It says it's California. I have no idea who that is or what it could be. Can you tell me who that is? What's the
Okay.
company's name?
Okay, sir. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Sure, it's 3-4. I don't think we have an account if I don't even know who it is, but we do.
You don't?
Yeah, we shouldn't have an account, but anyway, my zip code is 34997.
And the first and last name?
Well, my name is Kent, Kent. Last name is Talcott, Talcott.
Okay, I found it under Arana. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
It's 3774 Southeast Fairway East.
Yes, sir. So I do see on the account that on the 13th of December, shipping and handling was placed for $7.45 for a spy cam, which was a free
Well,
welcome.
what was that? That one, I understand that. I didn't know it was the same company because I just dealt with somebody there regarding an unauthorized $50, $49.97 charge,
Yes,
and she
sir.
said she agreed to discount to refund 50% of that. And I said, well, as long as we never have to deal with your company again, that's fine. So we took that $25 back. I'm asking about the charge that says something totally different. It says Mocasa, Mocassa, Jace, Jace, Sales, LLC. And it's got the phone number that I just called you. It says California, and it was $3.99.
Okay, sir. So yes, with that spy cam, as you know, you're enrolled in that gadget club for that $49.97. I do see where she canceled out the account and issued that partial refund, but you did pay $3.99 for the warranty on the 13th of December as well, and that's where that $3.99 comes from, the warranty for the spy cam.
Oh, the spy cam came broken.
The spy cam came broken, she says. My wife is right here. It was all
Okay,
broken
so
up.
because you paid for that warranty, I can go ahead and get that reshipped out to you.
No, we don't want.
We don't really want it, but
Take back the. She has back the.
if you can give us back the $3.99, I'd appreciate it. But if what we again, we really think the way this was done was inappropriate, and we don't want to deal with your company anymore, but we don't think we should be paying extra money that we weren't even told we were having to pay, that you just took. From my point of view, it was an unauthorized use of our account number.
Okay, sir, give
Hello?
me one moment. I'm still here. Give me one moment. Okay, sir. So I can't refund that warranty. I can't go ahead and get the product reshipped out to you guys. But you don't pay no shipping and handling.
Don't trust that somebody isn't going to try and bill us something again. So we don't want it. I don't want anything to do with you folks anymore. That's all. So forget that I called, but I just know that, and this isn't you personally. It's the way I feel the company is functioning. If this happens again, my call will not be to you folks. It will be to the police because I believe this to be fraud and that you're taking money. And it's not a lot of money, fortunately, at this point. But so I'm not going to do anything about this now. But do know that I consider this to be unethical at minimum and probably illegal. So let's just let it go, and we're out the money. That's all.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.